This show is for entertainment purposes only. Do your own research. We do not have a fact-checking department. Any claims made by any person appearing on the Intel Scanner Radio Show are the view of the individual. The Intel Scanner Radio Show does not endorse nor pander to anybody. We are completely First Amendment approved, and the NSA does not thank you for listening.
Oh, 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 it's the Intel Scanner on another Tuesday night. It's going haywire behind enemy lines. This is an emergency transmission. If you're tuning in right now, you are the resistance. Come on down. Give us a call at 406-545-4496.
Online chat room, mtradio.net.
/chat, yes. And on the phone number, when you call in, just choose option one. Also, there are certain things that Marcus Aurelius wrote about in The Virtues. He wrote a book called The Virtues. So Marcus Aurelius said that there were virtues like, moral character, keeping moral character. No one talks about moral character anymore. Everyone wants to talk about how I can get over on you, how I can get ahead. I'm going to fuck someone over and I'm going to get ahead. That's not moral values. That is not fortitude. That's not justice. That's not any kind of good thing like we're trying to build for the future. And that is where the looters come in and these damn riots. What the hell? Okay, all right. What do we got going?
Well, we're doing feminism and the sexual revolution coming to you tonight on the Intel Scanner.
Dude, you can't deny what's happening in the news right now.
Oh, no, we're not denying. I cannot wait to talk about Baltimore. I just wanted to make sure that we...
Well, maybe we should wait till the second half and do Baltimore then. We'll talk about feminism and the sexual revolution.
Let's do Baltimore first.
You're listening to N-Word and... Jay Grande, as well as E-Rock and the Professor. We may have a special guest coming in later here. Oh, and I, as always, am the F-bomb.
F-bomb!
To the bomb. Shout out to all my niggas. Shout out to all my boys in the D, everybody out there, man. Ray, Ray, Boo, Boo, Tic Tac, all y'all, you know who you are.
Holding it down.
Still keeping it real. When are you going to riot in Detroit, too, by the way? Come on.
Yeah.
Yeah, there was a kid killed there in his house. He was shot 10 fucking times by the fucking cops in his fucking house, unarmed. His name was Terrence Kellum.
Kellum?
Kellum. K-E-L-L-U-M.
Huh.
Well, that's good.
That's almost ironic.
That's
happened
not
the,
good.
Happened
I mean,
the day after the Another Baltimore riot
tragic
started.
Story of police... not being held accountable for their actions, I would say.
Same as bankers, though.
That's,
come on,
that's really the most frightening part of this whole that no media outlet. I heard the Big J show this one. You know, no media outlet is holding the police accountable. Is saying not one anybody anywhere is saying. You know what? Maybe we should take a look at. You got a call there?
Yeah, I guess so.
Anybody, anything exciting?
My somebody God, calling on the know, fucking private line?
Maybe.
Who's got that?
Nobody is...
Talk.
They're not saying that the police need to be held accountable for anything having to do. And it's frightening. And you're listening to the Big J Show this morning.
Hello?
Here in Billings. And
they're just verifying that you're live on the air and that they're syncing up your GPS phone coordinates with the GPS coordinates of our IP address.
They already know.
No, but they're just doing a systems check.
Yeah, I got a smartphone out in the car.
They're just doing a quick systems check to make sure that we are actually live. And we are actually live, and you can call us right now. What was that number again?
That's 406-545-4496. Choose option one to get through to live show.
Yeah, the NSA has now verified that we are actually live with blank phone calls to sync up on the
air. And if they would like to call in, we would be more than excited.
Use option one and actually call into the show. You don't need to be blowing up our cell phones. Yeah, we'll talk to you.
Ringers off. Good God, man. What am I thinking?
But that's really the most frightening thing about these latest round of riots is that nobody in the media, none of these talking heads are saying, not one time ever, let's hold the police accountable. Right? I mean, what's
no,
scarier,
I haven't
what's
heard
scarier
that
than that?
You just can't deal with systemic issues on an individual basis. That's ridiculous. And so this is a systemic police issue, and it's not going to be dealt with by over-punishing any individual police officer for doing what he was told. It has to be dealt with like a very Nazi-like situation. The root of this thing needs to be found and burned out, and then systematically, the people who do continue to comply.
I want to know what kind of...
You need to burn it all down. Hold on.
The police individually have to deny these orders of... just doing unjust acts and trying to uphold arbitrary laws.
Don't try to tell regular Germans to stand up against the Nazis, dude. It's not like they're going to win.
That's the only way that we'll stop this, though.
Where are they being taught? Where are they being taught how to act like this? Or are they being taught that in their academy? Or is that something that's traded amongst the cold
and
fucking
great
blue?
Investigative journalism. See, you know? Those are the kinds of questions that should be asked.
And why aren't they being asked by this lame stream media?
Lame media.
Hashtag Ted Cruz for president.
Who? Ted fucking what?
Ted Cruz. You want to get molested when he was a child. So that grew
his
credibility.
So Ted Cruz, I don't even want to talk about him. Whatever. Look up Ted Cruz if you never heard of him. Check him out. He's a fucking...
I'm just trying to throw you off, dude. I'm just trying to see how serious you are about what you're talking
head.
About.
I'm saying that individual police accountability, each one needs to make a decision not to do unjust things, not to uphold unjust orders and enforce arbitrary laws that have no crimes without victims, crimes without property damage are not crimes at all. These are all being made up by politicians to generate revenue. If you're a police officer, do not just be a revenue generator for these idiots that are running things. And these people are not idiots. They're not even idiots. They're fucking... Look at how smart
they know what
they're
doing.
Yeah, look at how smart they are. So there's my thing on that. Bo show, I will stand by that all day long. If you're a police officer, please call in 406-545-4496. Choose option one. And what say you?
Yeah, and talk about how righteous your job is, fucking ruining people's lives for nothing. That'd be fun. I can't wait to talk to you. Anybody else? Okay. So we're going to wrap it up. That's the Intel Scanner Show.
That's it. We're done
that
now.
That was it. This was a good one.
Thanks for
another question
in.
I have. Is
one of my faves.
Is how come they're burning down all these little fucking businesses left and right? How come they're not going for, you know, police...
CIA.
Evidence storage and shit? How come they're not trying to rob all the fucking... Because they got to think, you know, all that coke, all that weed, all that money, you know, cash, guns,
weapons
and shit. All that shit that they seize and fucking evidence has to be held for a certain amount of time.
The big fire was held at a CVS pharmacy. There's numerous eyewitnesses saying that people were running out carrying fucking bag loads of shit.
Yeah, well, I saw
that was
shit even on that.
You could pull out $1 million worth in pills.
Oh yeah,
real quick if you were the first one.
That's
in.
Not bad. That's
a big haul.
Now I know why they're going for the pharmacy.
Come on now, you didn't think that at first when they said CVS pharmacy.
So
immediately
regular
I thought
people, just everyday gangsters, is getting out of there with that.
I thought they were going for like maxi pads and like cheap sunglasses.
I thought they wanted the coke that was on sale, like Coca-Cola.
This whole thing is way more organized than anyone can even imagine.
Oh, they were going after fucking sports stores and shit, getting shoes and clothes. I mean, fuck. I mean, shit.
But no guns. They weren't going after anything of substance. No canned food or guns or anything. They're like, I need to be some jokes.
The one guy did walk out with like 75 rolls of fucking Charmin. So
that would be.
He was doing good for himself. He was like,
but no food. What's he gonna be shitting out?
He's like, well, the next fucking 10 years, I ain't got to worry about taking a shit. That problem is solved.
Maybe you could eat toilet paper and then shit it out and use toilet paper.
You can eat dead cops.
You guys are really arguing over looting and rioting as if CVS Pharmacy is not only individually insured by organizationally insured by
location.
Well,
they're going to make money on this.
But they're organizationally insured like across regions and
sure.
corporately. And CVS Pharmacy is growing as one of the biggest pharmacies in America. I mean, it's so good for their business to get robbed. It's so they just make so much money when they get robbed. It's not like it hurts any individual person when CVS Pharmacy gets robbed. No person is going to be like, oh no, where is my job going to come from? Oh no, how am I going to make my fence now? No. It's a stupid job,
so
and
insurance
every
covers
idiot
all
that,
that
works there will just get another idiot job, and every person that owns that place has it insured, and every manager that works there and deals with this situation well will get a fucking promotion for having dealt with this kind of bullshit, and And it's nothing but good across the board.
So like we've been saying, lighting fires does create jobs.
It does.
Absolutely no one. When you steal from a CVS pharmacy.
Way to create jobs.
Not a single individual person gets hurt when you steal from a corporation.
It creates jobs.
Well, the corporation is its own person because it's recognized as a person. That gets hurt.
Fire equals
jobs.
So
lighting fires equals jobs. All day long.
Fire equals jobs.
Firefighters get more funding.
Fire equals jobs. I want more fire. We need more fire because we need more jobs. We need to burn more.
Should we go burn more? Break some windows?
Unfortunately, the only way to pay for fire jobs is through tax money. And so if you really want people to have fire jobs, then the government will
burn it down. Wait a minute. Everything is paid for by fucking tax money. From the fucking guy that's getting food stamps, lady, girl, whatever, to the guy that's police guy. He's a fucking getting welfare money. To the senator, getting welfare money. To the every politician gets paid by taxpayer money. Every police officer gets paid with taxpayer money. Every food stamp recipient gets paid with taxpayer money. So where does the welfare end? So why shouldn't welfare pay for everything that we burn down? Not what we burned down. We would never advocate burning anything down. We're just saying.
No, I personally do not play with advocate the burning of anything.
Don't play with matches.
Just saying, hypothetically,
if I wasn't
paper,
non-black,
burning things down creates jobs.
I'm just saying, if you were to burn down a empty CVS pharmacy, by the numbers, not a single person gets affected by that. I mean, maybe somebody temporarily can't show up for work tomorrow and they lose hours at their crummy job.
So what's the point is your point, right?
Well, they're not
The point is burn it!
What's the point if nobody's affected? Well, if nobody's affected, why make a point? Why are you...
Because you get an immediate gain.
What are you doing?
Why are there not more bandits? Why are there not more gangs? Why are people not standing up for themselves?
Why is that?
What the fuck is the matter with people, dude? Like, why can people not throw all their money together and buy more pizzas? Like, people understand this, and they're going to learn to, like, put all their money together, and if we put all our money in the middle, bud, we can get more pizza and more beer if we buy more. And as gang, people will learn that, and that's what they're going to do.
That's why the three gangs, is it three or four or five gangs in Baltimore?
And I just want
to
say,
called a truce to attack
like
cops.
Sounds like the story of Stone Soup.
The Black Gorilla
I'll
family.
I'll bring the dough, you bring the cheese, say those words. I'll bring the pepperoni.
Fuck yeah, we're going to have a party.
Make our asses some pizza.
Exactly.
It's part.
As a community, we can make more pizza than we can make individually.
And that's
we can
our-
make pizza or we can make
that's if everybody's
hatred.
willing to bring something.
That's our friend Nighthawk joining us in the studio.
Nighthawk. It's a pleasure to have you with us.
Thanks.
Everybody knew we were going to have a bird in on this conversation, huh?
Little Tweety Bird.
No one expected a Nighthawk to show up.
So
making crow sounds.
You are the Nighthawk.
Or was it Unicorn?
Unicorn. Nighthawk the Unicorn.
Unicorn.
The Nighthawk.
Unipornress.
My radio handle.
Unipornress.
Unipornography.
Well, it's just an honor to be here with you. It's an honor to have you here with us.
Unipornography horn.
So let's
get to the facts. There was a ruling on the case in Baltimore about the kid who got in a car accident for being in police handling, right?
No.
He received car accident-like.
This is different.
This
is a different case.
Which broke his spine, whole spine severed. That the coroner said in his report that seemed like that of a car accident.
Yeah, he was.
That's what it was referenced.
Handcuffed in the back of a van without any restraints, holding him down into a seat.
Right.
And they gave him what's called a rough ride, where they stop on the brakes suddenly and then speed
accelerate
up fast.
Quickly.
Yeah. Why? Just to torture somebody?
Well, just to when you're sitting back there in handcuffs, when the cop starts driving like a fucking asshole and shit, you're sliding around. That shit kind of hurts, you know. I mean, it's you're
so it is torture like treatment.
That's torture.
Yeah, that's torture.
Yeah, yep. It's definitely torture.
Definitely, yeah.
They call it a rough ride. It's so called torture.
Regardless of this, it has one
a
more
cool name. It's torture. Yeah.
Enhanced interrogation techniques.
Yeah, yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah. No, that's an enhanced
compliance.
When you Google Iron Maiden,
that's an enhanced compliance maneuver.
Pain compliance. Yeah.
The last time I was arrested in July, I was... Woo-hoo,
good way to go.
I was
July's
roughly,
in the future.
roughly handled by the police officer. You know, the handcuffs are oblong. They're not completely round. They're oval to fit the shape of your wrist. This cop slammed it on my wrist the wrong way to where it bruised my wrist.
Yeah, well, everybody's been brutalized by police. A lot of people.
Yeah, and I had a week-old knee injury that I told him about.
Well, he probably denied his friend request on Facebook.
And I was on camera crying out in pain that he was... hurting me.
Did you offer to sub?
What did the judge say when he saw that film in court?
I fucking never got that point. I never got to that point. I fought it for 7 months to the point where, well, I was...
You have a right to trial by jury with a publicly paid defender.
I advised her to take a trial by jury, and she declined and took a trial
by judge? No. Never do that.
Because you get guys like me on your jury occasionally. You'd be like, that crime should not even exist.
No,
If that crime shouldn't exist, this jury has now been nulled, and therefore this case is dismissed.
It's a hung jury.
Yeah.
Jury you are nullification. Quitting. Look it up. Don't forget about that.
I've been really wanting to do a show on that even, maybe sometime.
Check.
No, I did fight this, but my strong defense... didn't matter after a certain point. I fought it for 7 months, and it was going nowhere.
They gave him a rough ride. That's the official statement.
And it severed his spine, 80% of his spine, enough to kill the guy. How many? This is just one more guy.
Or maybe he was just alive, flipping around in the back like a retard, and then they had to just break his neck.
Yeah, is that what it was? Sure. And so the police continue to kill 3 people a day in America. Let that go out as a warning, a beacon of a sign. Is this not falling into a police state? Are we not there? 3 people a day. If the Muslim extremists would kill 3 people a day, who wouldn't be up in arms? But the police do that, and it's okay. Go. What say you?
Okay, I say that if our drone attacks in Pakistan are creating extremism overseas, isn't the police attacks here, shouldn't they be equivalently raising people's awareness of extremism or call to extremism activities or extremist thoughts and points of view?
Didn't the attack on the World Trade Center give us the mindset that we need to go to war? And so now if you provoke a fucking riot where they have an attack on the community, it gives them an excuse for the police to go to war. You see what I mean?
Right.
Well, it seems like they turned all of the surveillance and tech that was supposed to be designed to be against terrorist extremists that had ill intent against the
empire. Outside
the borders. But they turned that shit inside now on the American people. Now they're trying to incite all this riotous type of stuff.
I mean, when they were fucking patrolling the damn neighborhoods after that fucking Boston bombing, that shit was fucking unreal.
Started in Katrina.
Real shit, that Boston bombing, when the cops shut down the streets. Dude, that shit's fucked up.
They were shoving people back into their homes at gunpoint. I mean, it's like, you need to stay inside your fucking wall. We were coming down this fucking street and searching everybody's fucking house.
So what do you think's going on in Baltimore?
They were seeing how many people would fucking resent it. How many people would fucking stand up against it.
Nobody stood up.
Nobody fucking did. It's totally a test. Because they were all feeling ashamed. They all wanted to help.
So how many more tests?
I have nothing to hide.
Do they have to do before they implement
the city of Boston
plan.
Pussies.
They'll do as many tests as they fucking
across
feel like.
The country. What do they need
they
to
have
ignite
to lose.
It?
They have to test it.
They have to test it at different fucking places because every fucking place is going to react a little bit fucking different. You
and
know?
The cops are probably still pissed that they lost the what was the cattle battle? The one that happened last July.
That was
less than a fucking year ago, man. That hasn't even been a year since they lost hard domestically on their own land, dude. I mean, for real, that happened. There was a dispute.
Yeah, the BLM land, the Clive Bundy ranch,
and the
Google
Fed
that
lost.
And the feds, there was a stand down.
You know why? It's because motherfuckers were perched up on the fucking mountains.
And cowboys on horses with guns told them, get the fuck out of our land.
That might have been a big show.
It wasn't a bunch of fucking kids running around breaking
the fucking
buildings.
It wasn't a bunch of kids.
It was a bunch
of
guys that could hit
flannel
shit.
Flannel shirts and blue jeans with guns.
Wearing tan hats.
High-powered scopes and fucking silencers is what it was.
It was you, wasn't it?
You were there.
Bastard.
I'm not saying I wasn't there.
I'm not saying I was either.
I plead the fifth.
You know what, dude? I'm going to not say I wasn't there either, dude, just because it makes me feel more badass to make you think that I might have been there.
I could have been, but I might
have been there. Fuck you.
Due to the fact that I may or may not have been there.
I'm just saying, with one 50 cal bullet, I mean, you can take out a lot of shit.
Oh yeah, no.
If you hit it right,
there's no doubt.
And you
no
can
doubt.
Hit that. You can hit that fucker a mile
and
away.
We're not threatening to do that ever. But
oh no, I'm just
saying
it's possible.
So, if you were in Baltimore, would you be on the rooftops? would the mobs form on the rooftops to fight against the police from a higher vantage point?
No, I think the U.S. Army vets are going to stand up and they're going to take the rooftops before the gangs do. And I think
the vets are a bunch of fucking.
I think on the first try like this, dude, I think the vets will stand up, dude.
That's what they're calling for.
The vets are a non-factor.
No, they're calling for.
Too many of the vets are completely dependent on welfare.
No, dude,
they got bros. Do whatever.
Pets, dude, who you shouldn't
taxpayer
talk with,
money.
Who, if they got one call from their ex-commander in the National Guard, they would be there.
I'm sure.
Those guys are crazy.
I have they're a friend robots. That lives in Baltimore, and she was posting on Facebook every hour last night, scared. They're 200 feet away from my apartment building. I don't know what to do. She's a black girl, and she's fucking scared. And she was posting every hour last night. If you want me to grab my phone and look it up and read it to you right now, I will.
I think
it doesn't matter who you are. If you're right there in the fucking riot, in their path, in their way, doesn't matter who you are.
Yeah.
She was scared.
I'm glad
she didn't know. Should I leave? Should I stay?
Here's
should I leave or should I go now?
Who has a shotgun, and she should be ready to move whenever he says she should move, dude.
Yeah, does
and
she
that's
have a fire?
My whole point. That should
what?
Move us to our feminism
why
argument.
Why doesn't she have a
real
pistol?
Good. Why does
she
have
a man
there?
How come she don't have a man there?
Feminism.
Yeah, no, she. Why doesn't she have a man?
Why doesn't she have a boyfriend?
Fuck you. You're cool.
So why don't she have a gun?
Why didn't she have a lot of things?
Why doesn't she have a firearm? All she needs is a firearm to protect herself.
Yeah.
She's got some pit bulls. Well, that counts for something.
What was she afraid of?
Yeah, she could kill him and eat him when the first
because she lives with her mother. She's got her family there. And they were 200 feet away from her apartment building. She's looking out the window, watching this riot get closer and closer, and she's posting every hour.
As a strong, independent woman, she doesn't have a gun and an armament.
Here's my point, dude.
Family.
I don't want to stereotype this whole thing, but if I did, it would be ugly. That's my point.
Yeah,
it would also be correct.
Oh, it would, wouldn't it? Well, just the image of it in your head is awful.
Image of what, exactly?
We don't need to stereotype it, but a woman.
I'm just saying.
We're just producing.
I happen to have a friend that lives in Baltimore that was very close to the beginning of these riots yesterday morning.
Who should own a firearm?
Maybe she does. Maybe she doesn't. That's not something she's about to fucking post on
Facebook. Fear is something you have control over.
She said they're 200 feet away from my home.
Pass me a bottle.
Do I leave?
Probably fucking
Do I
scary.
Stay?
No, that would be scary.
All.
I would wonder too. I mean, what the fuck?
There.
A bunch of motherfuckers out the thing. Who knows? They're going to kill me. Are they going to not kill me? Or are they going to come burn my apartment building down? You never know.
Well, the
you're in an apartment building. Doesn't matter if you're on ground.
Are they
going to
come burn my building down
floor?
And I got to run out of it
exactly.
or what?
Exactly.
According to the mayor, the answer is you stay because that's what she ordered a couple of nights ago at the baseball game is they locked down the stadium and made everyone stay there.
They How did scary that. Would that
they are. They are the Orioles are going to play it again. They're going to have a game. No public is allowed. They're going to play a game with no fans.
That should be fun.
Why would they continue to play?
Because
the players should boycott.
They
that
gotta.
Shit.
They gotta fucking maintain a fucking schedule and shit. But yeah,
fuck that.
They're going to play an entire fucking game. And
what would the Romans do? The Romans would fill that fucking.
They would
Coliseum
fill that fucking
people.
And get everybody fucking hammered. Go out and have a good time.
Then have a like a whole fucking bunch of SWAT teams outside the place.
Right.
Just
because you know how they were ready. They to were given. Down. They were given reports on how protesters were attacking the fans from the fucking
Bullshit.
Game. See, it wasn't that. It was the fucking goddamn fans sitting there at the game, looking at their social media, seeing this shit blowing up, getting all fucking pissed off. Going outside, seeing him, starting shit.
Yeah, it's dope as fuck.
That's why Sounds there's fun. That's
trying
why
to
there's
raise
no,
a family,
that's why there's
hiding
no fans
your
allowed.
Fucking apartment. You're on a sports team. Fucking get the fuck out there.
Yep. Time to party.
Yeah.
I don't
this
condone
shit
sports
rules, huh?
At all.
I don't condone sports either. I don't condone.
For the record.
Well, like chess is like
a
sport. A
lot of things.
Why do you hate Rome?
You don't get me started. All right, don't fucking start with me. I'm allowed to hate whoever I want to hate. And I
you hate
that...
Roman babies. Why do you hate little Roman babies? They're just little. They didn't do anything to you.
Wasn't Jesus Roman?
We're getting sidetracked.
We are.
Wasn't Jesus Roman technically?
Technically.
No.
Yes.
Technically, yes.
By all purposes,
but the legend
I would say
says
yes.
He was born in Roman territory, making him
Judea
Roman.
Judea has been a making contested territory since it's been called Judea, dude.
But supposedly at the time,
we should go over there and
was
claim
Roman
that shit.
Controlled.
But technically,
give unto Caesar. It was a Caesar, a rule of the Caesars, even. So yes, they did rule that.
I contest, dude, with facts. You know that Jesus totally isn't real.
Well, I mean, I don't know, man.
No, like,
no,
as a
I know,
person.
Well, he's real, like, no, like, in our hearts, in our minds.
He's my fucking homeboy.
As one consciousness.
No, Jesus was a real person, but he was no different than the guy that
carpenter.
Did the fucking...
Built shit.
What was
built
the... Shit. What was
and
the...
And was killed on wood, ironically.
Born in a manger.
In
little
a manger.
Baby Jesus. And three wise men followed
the
star.
There were some pigs giving birth and a goat giving birth, and then, what the fuck is this?
All of a
baby?
Sudden, Jesus.
Oh, my God.
Who fucked the pig?
Little baby Jesus. I mean, come on.
Somebody
now.
Thought
so,
they were fucking the pig.
If Jesus was here seeing these riots, what do you think he would say about that? I mean, if Jesus was here living in such squalor that and the police was hassling him every day about trying to go to work, selling a cigarette, a loose cigarette on the fucking thing, you know what I mean? And
I believe that Jesus would sell. Jesus. If you have a sheep,
can
fuck
I get
it.
A
fuck you have a sheep.
Jesus,
if you
please.
Have a shirt, fucking sell it and
what
trade it for
Jesus
a sword.
Do?
You need a
Jesus
fucking
would
sword.
Say, if you have a sheep, fuck it. That's... That's a sound
so
bite.
What Jesus would be selling single cigarettes,
he
man.
Would tell
like,
you
he'd be selling...
to get rid of your thing. Sell everything you have for a sword and meet me on the streets at midnight. We're fucking
and
lighting
fucking...
this place up, dude.
Because
that's
we're,
what
we're
Jesus
ready to, we're ready
say,
to
dude.
Crucify. We're gonna that's crucify fun. These niggas.
So that's
maybe
where
on
they're
the
at.
Street at midnight.
Why dude. Are not the rest of the country all riled up like this?
Because they have
bunch
really
of
fucking shitty pastors, and they're all brainwashed, dude, by
this
new generation
sad,
of
huh?
awful fucking Christianity, dude. And they don't get that Christianity used to be about the sword. It used to be the religion of the sworded folks. You know what I mean? And now this whole idea of not having swords and not having guns. And it being a Christian idea. No, you're supposed to use that shit,
Jesus
son.
Told his disciples
in
to
your
sell
life.
Your cloak and buy a sword. Yeah, he, I mean, it's according to the Bible.
No, he said, sell your swords and buy a cloak. He said,
no, he said, if you have a sheep, sell it. If you have a sword,
gear, buy a nice car, if you have a cloak, get rolling.
Get rid of it. You don't need that shit. What you need is a sword.
Get the good rims for your fucking wagon.
And I dig that. That's what matters. That's a thing. That's like
Jesus would have been flying around in a jet.
Jesus would also say, if you don't release what is within you will destroy you. That's from the
is that like if you don't pee,
why
like
I jack off every day.
That's some real ashes shit. To ashes, dust to dust. If it weren't for your asshole, your belly would bust.
Yeah, I hate to fucking.
That's science.
That's in Psalms, right? That's in
Pharaoh's
Proverbs.
New Year.
Like that's one of those Proverbs. Psalms or Proverbs.
Hey, that's Proverbs, I think. Proverbs.
I thought it was Revelations.
I was basically raised atheist. Like, there was no religious presence in my upbringing at all. At all.
So you have no moral guidance to even base what is good or bad.
I would like to introduce you to Jesus.
Morals.
I got a story.
Morals are different. Morals and like having
morals
like
and
a
religion are different. Huh?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, they're very different. But my mom hates organized religion. You try to talk to her about Christianity, and she's like, she's kind of churchy herself. She's like, really?
Oh, she's an old-fashioned girl, really?
Yeah.
She's kind of cute, ain't she?
Mom sounds hot.
You've seen her? I have. Shut up,
does
Pharaoh.
She cook?
You've seen her.
Does she keeps a clean house, right? And she cooks?
What kind
Shut
of
the fuck
does she cook?
How about Shut
a,
up.
How about a meatloaf?
That's the topic for what, like 10, 15 minutes from now?
Well, you know, that's how the whole world is.
We are about ready to get on topic.
But what I'm getting at, my father was raised. Shut up. My father was.
Is this your father or your stepdad?
My father, you fuck.
Damn.
Catholic. Strict Catholic.
I thought this was going to be a.
But my father is a trauma surgeon who has spent. Shut up, Nate. God, I'm going to punch you from across the room.
We're just piped the fuck this.
Is your daddy or stepdad? What a horrible question. That was kind of was funny.
You're derailing
I'm
this
so
end
sorry.
Word.
My
Let her tell her story, man.
Like,
was commander in the Navy for 8 years.
Like that?
John F. Kennedy, whoop, whoop.
And
like,
woo. And,
and stuff happened?
A lot of butt stuff.
He was in Guam. And then he doesn't talk about what happened in Guam.
No, I'm just
I had
saying.
A friend. His
like,
name was Richard.
Actually,
Catholic, Catholic with the atheist.
I have been raised pretty much atheist. Like, my mom absolutely hates organized religion. My dad was raised Catholic, but after all of these years overseas and being a trauma surgeon. He has pretty much believed that there's
renounced
nothing
Catholicism
out there.
And
there's
nothing
out there.
Because God would intervene
fucking,
on all of this horror.
He's had to operate on kids who have been victims of random shootings, drive-by shootings. There's nothing out there. That's what he says. That's what
God
I'm getting
would, if there
at.
Was a God, he would intervene on all of this horrific.
Fucks.
That's where everybody here is at, I think.
You're totally feeling it.
A lot of people are. A lot of people are.
You're like, oh, this is what it sounds like. Somebody
I was
else brings anecdotes to the fucking story.
Atheist. Like, my mom hates organized religion. She was
that
raised
was
religious.
Awesome,
my dad was raised Catholic, but his
so
profession
that was a non-conventional family. Then it was like it seems like the division of the family, the traditional gender roles of the
basically,
family.
Basically, since I was a kid, been like
it sounds like the woman
nothing
overruled
out there.
It does. The
There's
woman
nothing.
Said that she doesn't want to be with him. Who left who?
I mean, well, it doesn't matter.
There's nothing out there besides you, Pharaoh.
I am the really center of all of everything, really. So, that being said, I would like to interject that there are certain propaganda items coming out of all of the media and television that we watch.
If you
want
to listen to it, sure there is.
So one
yeah,
of the,
you pig.
One of the main agendas that seem to be being pushed, besides the gay and lesbian agenda, is, and that's all, part of it, and that's
I
part
almost
of it.
Said it.
That's part of it, but the anti-family agenda.
Yep.
The anti-traditional family role agenda. And so that's more or less what is that? Anyone? No one knows anymore. The mom, the dad, they stay together. They raise the kids. So that's the family. Husband, wife, child. Man, woman, child.
No, the fucking bitch drags
man,
you on
woman,
for
children.
A couple years.
Why and doesn't
shit,
that unit?
Not urban. Real.
Never doesn't. Really?
No.
Never. For thousands of years, that wasn't the way that everyone did it. And if you got divorced, the woman either died or she killed her man, or they were excommunicated from the village and shit or whatever. I mean, come on.
Samurai did it more fiercely. They just killed him.
Anymore, it's man and or woman times two
well,
plus government.
Tell us about your experience, Pharaoh.
Yeah. F-bomb.
We have no names in here except for our assumed ones, which are I'm F-bomb.
Yeah, Nighthawk.
I'm sorry.
Nighthawk.
Tell us about your experience, Farrakorn.
Farrakorn.
I would say, all right.
Farrakorn.
I say this unto you. I've never made a relationship work, although I am currently in one, and it's. Is what it is so
it's
far.
Working like
it's working like fuck.
I have a relationship with weed that has been going pretty good.
I've made them work, just not with me.
It's worked so
I'm
hard.
I'm batting 1,000.
Shut up.
For the record.
It's so hard.
Rock is the only one doing good. Married since right out of high school. Still with his wife. Got a couple kids still together. Got their place. They do okay.
Yeah,
they,
hey, don't bring
it's all
anecdotes
about
into this.
Weathering
we just happen
the
to know a guy.
Right. Here's the thing. Who,
I want some Coca-Cola.
It's all about
who
weathering
actually
the storm.
Didn't fail. Who married a widow and has never
thank
never
you.
Fouled at all 0% of the time.
That's you?
I just
it's
know
a friend.
A guy.
It's a friend of
there's
a friend.
There's a guy
oh, friend of
who
a
does
guy.
Exist who married it a widow and as his first ever and that was it and has lived happily ever after.
Shrek?
So this propaganda
that
that's coming
happen.
Out of the media, it's creating an atmosphere of it making look the men are bumbling idiots on every fucking
yes.
show.
I'm sorry.
And the
I
woman is the
wanna,
strong,
I
empowered one
call
with
you.
All the ideas. And she's the one that solves the problems and earns
shit,
the bread and
the
does everything.
The
keeps the kids' beds made and everything. And the guy's a bumbling idiot looking around the house like, where's my socks? And what the fuck? So every show seems to be going like that on the TV, if you watch the stupid TV. And so when we come back, I would say we're going to talk about feminism, man, the sexual revolution.
Yes.
And its effects on our present day, because this stuff has been going on for quite some
here
time.
Here we go.
Montana hey-o. Music coming
Intel
up. We'll
scattered.
Be back after the break.
Fucking bitches.
an addict, but I really like the way it feels. You got me stumbling up the front yard in my red high heels. Gonna fight till the morning light, wanna make trouble here tonight. You know what I got now on my mind, right, right. Got the adrenaline kicking in, give me some more. Then take it up to the down, turn around and head for the door. Don't want your first date, courtesy just pour on the floor. Pour me a shot of your kiss.
Yo, look, I roll a blunt and fade away into a cloud of smoke while Stormy get the GBGBs and Sarah's about to choke. My phone rings, it's the homies on the other end. They wanna get the party started. Oh, we need some honeys then, maybe some alcohol. And the summer tones rolling with poetic. You will never need another crew. We some regular dudes with fly gals, and you know that I'm just drinking some brews with my pals. Prime and ambitious, they ride with fine bitches while Floyd and Sam Mott's freestyling rhyme vicious. Climbing high bridges, defining my visions, and ride the tide higher and higher with my rhythms. Hoping I eventually buy my mother a house, but I'm young and dumb and I ain't finished fucking around. The skill is there, money's the only thing that's left to grab. I'm only trying to give my daughter the life that I never had. Cruise around, bumping beats, writing flows, these are
high times in the mind of
pride. You and I, puffing green, lighting bowls, these are
high times in the mind of
pride. We grind away like a skater till we make it, these are
high times in the mind of pride.
Fly away while you haters keep hating, these are
high times in the mind of pride.
Them lay back and take a listen, hold back your criticisms or take naps with the fishes. The fact is that I'm vicious, play wax and take a visit to a dream inside a mind. A mind inside a mission, you see deep inside my rhymes is a mic and no religion. Seeking you will find, I'll stand behind my victims. Spit it how I'm living to decision, it will never be. Liquor that I'm sipping, getting thrown back steadily. Bitches get to trip and grab a sack, roll the remedy. Sitting with this wisdom through the cracks, hear the melody. Ain't nobody telling me to stop it, cause even if they did, guarantee I keep it rocking. Cause we cooking up concoctions, putting flavor back in ears. People they've been talking said they wish the fam was here. So I snuck in that apartment and I took up all their beers. Stole a couple bowls, burned a hole in your chair. Come on, son. Cruise around, bumping beats, writing flows, these are
high times in the mind of pride.
You and I, pumping green, lighting bowls, these are
high times in the mind of pride.
We grind away like a skater till we make it, these are
high times in the mind of pride.
Fly away while you haters keep hating, these are
high times in the mind of pride.
Yo, we flying high, sharing sky with the birds. Chilling with the clouds, looking down on the earth. Say, if we fall, man, I know it's gonna hurt. But if we make it, the world will know our worth. Check the smirk, got the confidence confined. Cause I know in the end, I'm gonna get mine. We ain't gonna fall behind, the grind is all we got. Fan by my side, sticking to the plot. Give us one shot and we'll hit it like Ray Allen. Then walk away, looking for a new challenge. Like climbing mountains with nothing but a backpack. Big bottle of booze and Jay's magic grass sack. Boy, where you get that? Is what they asking us, talking about their music. Not just the green stuff, they can't get enough. Is what they keep telling me. Lucky for y'all, we got a big ass family. Cruise around, bumping beats, writing flows, these are
high times in the mind of pride.
You and I,
I puff the green lighting bowls. These are
high times.
We grind away like a skater till we make it. These are
high times.
Fly away while you haters keep hating. These are
probability of me making it none, but if I fit a chance and I'm taking it, son, as I put Mary J in this blunt, I'ma spit this verse, y'all, it's my latest one. No, fuck it, it's my greatest one, cause yesterday is old and today is young. And if I need some, my homies will say it's done. And when fans ask me why, I'm like, hey, it's fun. And if you hating, you ain't saying none. I don't even hear you, you're like a cloud of dust in my rear view. I ain't never looking back like my mirror do, I'm just looking ahead at the clear view. I see my homies, my family, and my down chick, my ride or die girl, the one I rode through town with. Yeah, I'm all about the underground shit, the spit from the heart and let it pound shit. That's who I'm found with, that's who I'm surrounding myself with. I ain't trying to be greedy or selfish. They telling me I sold my soul, but how the fuck could I sell this? Ain't gonna be top dog like Relish, but at least I ain't gonna be the knockoff the shelf disc. I'ma be the mixtape you bump day and night. Yeah, fuck what you saying, I'ma say it right. And when I spit it, I get it, I'm with it. I got flow like I'm laying pipe. I did it, you did it, and that's why you hating, right? I know exactly what you wanna say. Older Jake will never make it. You could try to put out his flame, but it burns so much it's crazy. I know exactly what you wanna say. Older Jake will never make it. You could try to put out his flame, but it burns so much it's crazy. This is my letter to God, he never wrote back. If you live one day in these shoes, you'd be so mad. Growing up lost as a little boy with no dad. For real, all I had was a pen and a notepad. I had my mom, but she was busy putting food on the table. Free time was spent sleeping when she was able. That's when I started dreaming of being signed to a label, so we could start living a life that was actually stable. But when I was 10, my mom passed away. They say life is short, she took the fast away. Now take the past away, cause I can't stand it. How I took all the smaller things all for granted. Man, I landed on this planet for a deeper plan. Ain't gonna be a bitch, I'ma be the man that my mom raised me to be. Settling for anything less, it's just crazy to me. Man, just you to me. I wanna do this shit for my community. I feel like all my people need is some unity. I feel like if we could all just unite, then maybe it wouldn't be so fucking hard to do right. I fight the same demons that you fight. I might write a song or two to give you what you like. I'm doing it for us, the ones living it up, the ones that might not blow up but ain't giving a fuck. I know exactly what you wanna say. Older Jake will never make it. You could try to put out his flame, but it burns so much it's crazy. I know exactly what you wanna say. Older Jake will never make it. You could try to put out his flame, but it burns so much it's crazy. Man, I wanna call a place a home more than ever. I don't wanna grow alone, I wanna grow together. I wanna express my faults and all of my pain, and hope that it results in all knowing my name. And if it does, and I end up getting a buzz and I blow up, then so what? I'ma still show love to every motherfucker that showed up. Even though I'm so sick of the haters, I could throw up. Yeah, but screw them for hating me for what I'm doing, and that's doing my thing. I'm pursuing my dream, and no matter what, I'm bringing my crew and my team. I keep it true and I mean, on the beat all I need is the brew and the green. I'm that dude on the scene, the stain underground like a basement. I might not make it big and I'm facing it, but at least I got a dream and I'm chasing it. Yeah.
My cure for feminist rap song.
My cure for anti-feminism is a little bit of Jiminem.
Fuck bras, you bras are for haters. Go topless in the streets.
There's my rant.
And we back on the Intel Scanner. If you're tuning in to mtradio.net on this fine Tuesday evening, you can call us. Give us a call at 406-545-4496. Choose option one. We'd love to hear from you. We got some topic going on tonight called feminism and the sexual revolution. How did this all affect
modern day society? What is the propaganda that has been injected and it has infected, in fact, everyone's mind as a collective? So what are we all thinking about the role of women in the world today? What are we thinking about the role of men in the world today? Children, family structure. Do we have structure anymore? Has that been undermined? Do we even know what the fuck is going on? Are we looking at children as a curse instead of a blessing? Are we looking at as a husband and wife as a foul thing instead of a cherished and pillar of society type of thing like it is in every other culture? What's going on? Anyone have some opinions on this?
First thing I got to say, I'm pissed off that I don't have control in the fucking bedroom anymore. For some odd reason, I got to do what she wants now. That pisses me the fuck off.
Maybe you should bring up the 1950s A Good Wife.
Oh, I do have that.
Should we get some lines off that? Did we find out if that was a real thing? We should. Should we fact check
thing.
See if that actually came?
It's do we have a fact checking department thing. Anywhere?
No.
So
I'm checking.
So as far as I'm concerned, this is absolute truth because I found it on the internet.
So you've lost control in the bedroom? Is that that's what you said?
I get tied up entirely too much, and I'm getting sick of it.
So. Are you tired of being dominated?
I know how to tie a lot of knots, and I don't get to use them, and I'm getting really pissed off.
To tie knots. You can take control. You can do what you want. You don't have to.
I really like where this is going, but
anyway. So,
you can leave her with an unknotted.
So,
rope.
Very so just funny. Exactly. No, I'm serious. You
what
can
I
do what you want to do.
That's not what she said, actually.
No, that's a rare statement from her.
I got a dolphin noise from her. She's like, ah, you know, don't know. No. Wrong hole, fool.
I'm normally like, it's, hey, do you hear the baby crying? The kids are 7. No, I hear a baby crying. I'm going to go to the bedroom and check it out. If I don't come back, don't worry about it. Finish the show without me.
Pass out. Have
that's the most common thing that any man has ever heard, dude. The kids are 15. No, I hear a baby crying. I'm going to go to the bedroom and check it out. You wait here. Keep watching this show. You wanted to watch this. We rented it.
Well, you know, that sounds like a Married with Children
make
episode I watched one time.
No, dude, that's real.
No. All right. Well, I'll be the one to make this happen.
Well, what? Why do we have so many single mothers in society? I mean, like there's never been a society where we have had there's
why
this,
have
this big
men
huge...
given up wanting
I've
to
never
own
hold on, but like
been a single mother ever.
No, and
ever.
Present
well, no.
company excluded.
you're smart.
I've never been a single mother either.
I've been a single mother. As a man,
you've been a single mother 800 times.
And you know, my first 3 kids, their mother dropped them off at my doorstep, and I raised them from diapers to grown, single mom style, or single dad style.
Whoop whoop, give it whoop, up.
And so these children also, you know,
single
turned out
dad, hot as fuck, single dad.
Yeah, I know. No one liked it either. Like when I was.
What is that
name in
there?
Imagine his best.
Where is that fucking chant,
ladies? Yeah. So
let's hear more.
Word
back.
Up to the single dad.
Tell me more.
I love single dads. That's what I'm talking about. So that being said, I would say that most dads do not get the opportunity to be a single dad, as the women seem to have more power in the courts. Is that true or not true? It's becoming, it's becoming more and more prominent that the dads do get their children when going to battle with a mom that's unfit. But still, the percentages are very high. It's like a 90-some percentage that the mamas get the kids over the dads.
I went through
that. Not Montana.
No, bullshit. I went through that shit myself, man. I mean, fucking as soon as the chick starts fucking raising hell, anything she fucking says will be used and held against you in the court of law. I mean, it is fucking horrible.
Anything.
anything she fucking says. Anything.
She can be a straight up half tooth fucking.
Is gonna be held against
you. You were the one fucking a half tooth
in the court of law.
She was okay. She can just be too much.
Evil. No, she can just be an evil fucking cum guzzling gutter slut, and she will fuck you over in the court of law. Cum guzzling gutter
slut in the court of law.
You know, we've never had like J word in the show, but he was posting hood. Rat's a word now on Facebook.
Put me on.
Hood rat. Chicken neck. What is it?
Chicken dick.
Do you know how ducks have spiral dicks? Anyway, that's just
spiral
whatever.
So do dogs.
So do pigs.
Pigs.
And so do I.
Pigs have spiral dicks.
Anyway.
So chicks dig it.
You've never heard that?
Way off topic. Jesus.
Bring a duck in here and jack it off.
You
I
never
see this.
Googled
bring
that
a...
show, dude?
Oh, I want me to show
they
you.
Have an explosive erection, too. Ducks do. That's like from nothing to bang.
Ducks.
We're going to have to bring a duck on the live on the air and jack
yeah,
it
dude,
off.
Yeah, dude,
like, yep, it is a spiral dick.
Anyways, so...
Gotta have a two.
Wow. So,
what were you wanting to talk about?
There's a lot of single mothers out there.
Can you imagine jacking a duck off?
So okay. What do you think that feminism has had the effect on the amount of single mothers now? The advent of feminism seems to have brought
feminism.
About a sexual revolution
Dogs.
That it started with
well,
to the to
dicks.
The withholding of sex that it's come to now and the hotel
yeah. Yes.
The withholding. What it's done is it has provided chicks with a reason to think that they don't need a man because they can do it themselves with
and
the
get
help,
on welfare and
with the help of the government
and
they don't
welfare
need a man.
Will subsidize the need for a man
and
that's
so you have to satisfy me and all my fucking emotional and personal fucking needs and that's the only reason why I need you is for my personal
yeah,
satisfaction
fuck you though so,
women are too fucking greedy at this day
yeah, it is
that's why that's
you.
Why men don't want to get married anymore because it's too much of a fucking and then we gotta put up half
it
our fucking shit for it
so
it's like what the fuck bitch
oh alright
I gotta
then,
put
fine.
Up half my shit and then learn how to eat you out exactly the way you fucking like it
yeah
you
dude
guzzling
don't suck on my time alright dude if you can't eat the chicken out the way she wants to be done that's your
you
fault dude
even
so women
chicken.
Have all of the pussy oh, and half of the money call in
yeah.
At 406.
Now you got excuses and shit. So
you don't
you
even
fucking
know.
Trying hard
chicken.
Enough. God damn it, dude.
Hey, I gotta get mine.
No, but yeah, but it's a factorization of how much you put into it.
Yeah, it's so crazy how
wow.
You don't even know how to
so
eat chicken.
So it's 406-545-4496. That's 545-4496 option one. Call in, ladies. Anyone out there want to call in and say that you do believe
chicken.
In feminism? You don't believe in feminism. I propose this: that if you're a fem-Nazi, man-hating, lesbian, vegan, preachy girl.
Bitch.
That hasn't shaved your armpits
how
in 10 years
insane.
And you want to put your views into everybody's ear like you think you know something, then you're probably not a real feminist. You're just a woman hater because you are so against women you don't even want to be one. You want to be some hairy man beast thing. If you're not,
oh my
if you're
God.
Not a lady... Then you're a
then
dude.
Then you should call
then
it.
You're a dude. If you're not a lady, then you're a dude.
I'm
a wise man once said.
Dude.
Confucius once said.
Confucius said.
Confucius said.
If you're not
going
to be a lady, a good lady,
you're
a bad lady, whatever.
Really gross.
If you're not a chick, you're a dude. That's it.
That's the way it is.
That's
I mean,
it. That's 50-50. That's yin-yang, dude. You're either chick or dude, okay? And you can't be
dude.
Both. You're either a chick or a dude, and you wear pants, you're a dude. All right? And that's it. I don't want to fucking hear your shit. You're going to get your ass kicked, dude. I don't like what you're saying, dude. Thump, dude. That's it. All right? You're wearing pants. If you were wearing a dress, maybe I'd recognize you as a chick, okay?
And that's why single mothers.
Some fucking long hair. Maybe you had a burka on. Maybe I'd recognize you as a
burka.
Broad.
See, if you had a burka on. Good
call. That's something that we need to start doing a lot more often.
We do need to start seriously discussing burkas in American society.
We need to start talking about punching women in face.
No. So let's talk about this.
If you're wearing pants, you're a dude. And you're a dude, you get punched in the face. Dude, that's society.
Yes.
Punching Pharaoh in the face. Punching Nate in the face. Punching this motherfucker in the face.
Dude, broads with pants on, dude, is just wrong, dude. When they double down and put on a tie, it's triple wrong.
Wow.
I'm corn to corn.
So, corn to corn, do you think that a single mom should be able to wear pants because she has to be a father figure and a
She needs to get a goddamn daddy in the house.
She's still a dude.
The mother figure that has to be a single mom this day and age. She doesn't have to be. She chose to go to the state as the man instead of having an
actual... She chose to go to the club.
Instead of actual man for her man.
She chose to wear that skirt.
Because the men have been emasculated in the media. All the propaganda is against men.
She chose to put that glitter on her
titties. For a long time, women were forced to wear skirts, okay? And now that they're no longer forced to, it's their choice to wear pants.
So
but they should... Fucking own
women,
them.
Women,
she chose to do coke in the fucking
women
bathroom.
Cannot afford to raise their children, get affordable housing given to them by the government. Men who can't afford to raise their children are given a prison cell.
She chose to take a fucking doggy style on the fucking hood of my car.
Well, I mean,
she would have if she was wearing a dress too.
I told all them girls, dude. I said no. I said, girl with the vagina, no. I don't want to put my penis in you. No.
And then
get that thing away from me.
Then,
and they put it on me anyway, basically.
And then she chose to fucking flip around fucking sideways and then grab me from behind and make sure that I finish inside of her.
I know.
I'm telling you, I was raped. I was raped for my DNA.
Practically.
Whoa. Anyways.
Rape.
So.
So anyways, this is all fun to play with these conjectures. It's fucking 406-545-4496. Give us a call. It's Tuesday night. Choose option one. It's feminism and the sexual revolution. What was its effect on modern day society? How has it affected modern day society? What do you all think?
Was it a good idea to
rape that hard?
Not recently.
Yeah.
Were you raped that hard?
Never.
Were you? Because you said that you were raped so hard.
Well, you can't rape the
Whoa, careful.
Wow. So that's where that goes with the DAB. D-A-B, motherfucker.
Nighthawk has said
it. No one could say it better.
Piece.
No one could say it better than the Nighthawk. And so it goes.
I think Nighthawk, he's going to be fine.
Nighthawk?
She?
Yeah, no, he's wearing pants.
There. Dun, dun, dun,
dun, dun, now dun, like, dun. Super.
No, I could tell it was a he because of the pants. See,
I could tell
it was a dude. Like you, yeah. And so nobody. Come on, N-word, dude. Nobody wants to argue with me.
So this
dude.
Is a lot of fun.
Tell me about women not making as much as men.
That's. Is that a real thing?
It's a thing, dude.
What job is a woman getting paid 77 cents on the dollar to a man?
I'm telling you, it's not in those hourly wage jobs, man. It's in those commission-based jobs.
That's a whole different thing.
You're telling me a woman salesperson can't make as much as a man?
They can, but again, they're making 23% when a man makes 25%. Everybody has to negotiate their contracts individually is the excuse of the company.
Let's even take the position that's true.
And it is true.
If it is true, are they not asking for it? Are they not demanding it? I mean, maybe there's a reason, there's a difference in negotiation.
Because, they had tits. That's the difference in the negotiation.
Whoa.
That's
right, hold on. No.
The CEO of a corporation that's a woman is not getting paid less than the CEO of a corporation that's a man. So if you're a man and you're a CEO, you get paid the same as a woman that's a CEO.
It depends on how much experience the man has.
All right, if you're a secretary, And you're a man secretary. You get paid the same as the woman secretary.
Is there something?
That's a salary job. We're talking about commission jobs.
Whatever. That doesn't make any sense.
That's where most people make most of their money is on commission-based jobs. The highest echelon of everybody who makes money in the world makes it as a percentage of what they sold. Okay, and most men make a higher percentage of their selling income than women do. That's just a fact. It's a fact. That's what fucking everybody is talking about. All the facts that have been presented in this case have been on the premise of what I've just said.
Then why aren't these corporations hiring all women employees? I mean, they would. If they could get away with
paying them less.
If they could get away with paying women less.
They would tell you there's not that many qualified women in the world.
there isn't that many. There isn't enough qualified women to make a lower wage.
Yeah, there's not enough smart women in the world to do all these jobs.
No.
And so they have to be supplemented by men. But if they could, they would just have Playboy models do all of these sales jobs. They would.
Pharmaceutical representatives. Yeah,
if it were legal for their sales reps to just blow their way into every sales contract, that's how every sales deal would go down. That's where you would primarily buy your car. If you could buy at the get blown here car sales and zero down, walk away with the car, $99 a month, get a blow, dude, like, you would totally buy a car there, dude. You're
I wouldn't be allowed to buy my car there, but whatever.
Again, it's only in the fine print that only 10% of the time it's a dude. You know what I mean?
Well,
glory hole car sales. Like, yay.
Yeah, I just sit down at the desk. Who knows who's under the desk?
Hey, yeah. Whatever.
Here's a possible explanation. Men who buy things do not want to buy manly things from women. I mean, I'm a woman salesperson. Maybe she's not going to get as much.
The point of not giving women
money.
Maybe
she can't, by her nature, do as many sales because of the stereotype. Is that true?
This car is the point.
And titties make the sale.
Let's go here. Are men and women different?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Men are from Mars.
Gloriously different.
Are black men and white men endowed differently?
I don't know. Penises,
and that's
vaginas,
why we shouldn't have women in charge.
Mammary glands versus pectoral muscles. You know what I mean?
Because if women were in charge, all the black guys would get the job. And
exactly, Obama. Thanks.
Why does fucking believe it?
Why does Obama have to come and take all the good white jobs?
Because he's got the bigger fucking dick.
He's got ears. He's got way bigger ears.
I know, it's big ears, big dick. I'm just saying. That's just what I heard.
So since men and women are different.
I don't buy into the whole the whole labor thing that women are getting paid 70 cents on the dollar to every man. I don't buy
and
that.
And if they are, it's because...
Not anywhere I work.
Less women...
Yeah, not anywhere I've ever worked, for sure.
Well, they say that more women are in the workforce than men now. First time in history, more women in the workforce than men.
Is that even true?
I saw it on Facebook. It must be.
Shit. Oh, well, yeah. The internet thinks it's true.
The internet thinks it's true, yes. So more women in the workforce now than ever. Than more than men. More women in the workforce than men.
Well, here's something. I started my career as administrative assistant. Answering the phones, doing the files. Something you generally see the woman doing. And then I started improving their other stuff. I helped their timesheet process. I did some other things. Eventually, I was in an office, and they hired a new administrative assistant. She was a woman, and she kept doing the same thing for the whole time I was there.
Okay, but let's throw it down on that. Like, how many chicks do you get versus a guy who's more badass than you and fucks the system? You know, like, what your priority?
I think it's all I'm saying. All I'm saying is it's a choice. You can move up. You can do a certain task because that's what you want to do. You can move beyond that. Everybody can improve. It doesn't matter if you're a man or woman.
Yeah, I agree.
I'm trying to say, dude, that one way or another, chicks are allowed to do men jobs, dude. But if men do chick jobs, dude, chicks do not dig that.
Oh, fuck you. Fuck everything you just
said. I don't know about that.
Fuck all of... Yeah.
There are some jobs I do not like doing that require two that I do not like doing with a girl. Just because I have to take most of the burden.
What about raising a child? Is that a man's job or a woman's job? Is that the job of the village?
I would say that's a woman's job. That if a man were to do that fucking job,
that would put him in that category.
Done a long fucking time.
Well, let's start here. It's a woman's job to birth the child out of her womb.
That's fine.
And it's a woman's job to breastfeed the child, technically, although some women would disagree with that also.
It's a man's job to teach him how to shoot a bow and arrow, though.
Yeah, it's a man's job and his fucking buddy to move that goddamn couch in the fucking house, too.
The woman is crucial in the first few years, and then the man can really needs to come into play and show... Well, if it's a boy, then the man really comes... But even if it's a girl, the man really needs to come into play.
Yeah. But the first few years, the baby really needs the mama way more than the daddy.
Physically attached and biologically.
Girls need the mother longer through life than boys do.
I've shot bow and arrow a lot.
Don't worry about it.
So how do I learn how to do it?
I can teach you how to shoot bow and arrow. I'll teach you.
Grab one and go and do it.
That's what I thought.
That's how boys do it. Boys, you see, here's the increasing difference right there.
Hey.
Women need a man.
You do the bow and I'll do the arrow.
Men will teach themselves.
How do I shoot a bow and arrow?
Exactly. So Cupid shoots a bow and arrow. I mean, it's that easy. Come on. Huh?
The bow and arrow reference of teaching it to girls goes back long
ways. Getting
ancient tradition.
Did you get it? It goes back a long ways. Like you're pulling down.
It goes in a long way, comes out a long way.
This guy knows.
Yeah, that guy knows.
Yeah, I know exactly how to
teach a girl how to shoot a bow.
How do I shoot?
You tell her to aim and shoot. And if she cannot figure out how to aim it and shoot it and hit what she wants to shoot, then she should not be holding a bow and arrow.
Precisely.
That's the difference between...
That made no fucking sense.
Wow. So...
I'm getting hit by a dude in pants. That's all I'm trying to say.
And...
Shut the fuck up,
So here's
dude.
The deal with that. Wow. All right,
so how do I learn how to do it?
Hey... Yeah.
First, you need the proper equipment.
Shut up, Sean.
And then you need to develop more upper body strength so that you can pull the bow back. It's a discipline like anything else.
Women archers are as good as men archers.
Like
I'm just saying.
Here's a perfect example of that. Amazon ladies cut off one of their tits so they could draw a bow better. As like they were a man.
It's true. I've heard that. I've heard that.
Well,
so you know,
Van Gogh of them. I like that. It's really
passionate. You know,
dude, how hot would it be to get with a black one-titted chick?
That's a primal factor.
Fuck you.
Yeah, they would cut off one of their titties.
Oh my god.
She just really tugged at my. Bowstring.
Fuck you, Nate. Fuck you, too.
That would be awesome.
Answer pretty hot.
So that's actually right on. Yeah. So,
Unity.
Where do we go to get some of the... You can buy one of those online. I mean, really, one titted Amazonian chick. Give me one. There's 17,000.
Yeah, but she could probably kill. She could probably kill you in one move. And,
I think they're like
and that makes it
bucks.
Really hot, actually.
But they're very obedient.
Totally,
though.
Dude.
They're very well trained women.
Because they're like 7 feet tall. That's the part you're leaving out, too, dude. Like, there's no way you're as tall as they are, dude. It's awesome. You just crawl around on
they
a huge
bug.
I level with that one titty
on a huge
all the time.
Cyclops
a giant stick
dude.
Bug. Wow. So.
And that's feminism in our world. Like, what men want the most out of life and shit, dude. Is the one Cyclops tinge
that you can sit down on a fucking bar stool and eat her out while she stands above you.
Yes. And here we go.
All right.
So this is the Intel Scanner.
This is out of
control. We're killing it.
You guys are killing me. All right. So feminism has had its effects on the basic family structure, I would say, being as most women are single women with kids. Most women with kids are single.
In American society,
the family
seems that way.
Structure has been undermined. And wow, and So the idea of man, woman, child being the nucleus of each individual family household has been thrown out and made to be undesirable, especially for the youth today. Kids these days don't want to get married. Boy, kids these days don't want to get married to a girl. I mean, what's in it for them anymore anyways? It's been totally taken and made into a foreign thing.
No, they could be all gay and have a cause and like be oppressed and a victim and shit.
So it would seem.
No, that game doesn't work, trust me.
Be oppressed and have a cause. I tried being gay and oppressed. Like, it didn't get my dick sucked any more than it does fucking being hetero and oppressed.
Yeah. I got fucked.
So weird. Whoa. So weird.
So either way, you just get paid
rent.
Well, the oppression never ends. So males are being oppressed, basically. Females are being torn away from their roots of being female.
Olympic champions are being forced to undergo sex change operations. Olympic champions.
This has gotten way out of hand.
Since when?
Since Bruce Jenner?
Oh, yeah.
He's not being forced.
I don't know what kind of guy he believes in.
What about a Bruce Jenner? So let's say you are a man and you have a sex change. So you're now a woman.
Yeah.
So now you get all the rights of a woman and everything. Now it's all...
What's the rights of a woman? I mean, do they supersede the rights of a man?
Well, I mean, like are you now... Like if you commit a crime, do you now go to women's prison? I mean, do you now use women's bathrooms?
Yeah,
do you now...
yeah. Actually, yeah, you do. If you
identify.
Yeah, if you claim yourself. Okay.
It's the difference between gender and sex.
So you could be a 300-pound fucking man, slap on a sex change.
Sexually, I may be male, but
be a predator in women's prison. I identify as a woman. Check out this badge.
You can be pre-op.
Now you're trans and you're moving on.
Yeah, you're good to go.
Yeah. You'd be like, yeah, I just wear wigs and like nails and shit, but I still like to fuck pussy.
Wow. And
I'm a lesbian female. Lesbian.
Even lesbians like to fuck pussy. I mean, whatever.
I got pre-op, something coming with half the girls there.
Pre-op lesbian right here.
Yeah, you know.
Yeah, I'm a woman trapped in a man's body. What can I say?
This is way out of off base here. Now, so
pre-op lesbian.
Take it home.
All right. Okay.
Be the man. Be the man.
Be the man. Be the man.
So the idea of man, woman, and child, where the fuck did that go? That's been the thing that's kept us going as a human species for how many thousands of years? And if a society is not having more than 2.2 children per couple, then that is a society on the decline of population, a race, like wherever. If you're not having more than 2.2 kids per couple, then the population is declining. Feminism has taken away the idea of people coupling up and having children. This is going to mean within 3 generations, all those overpopulation theories and rumors that have been going around will be totally debunked all again. And
maybe overpopulation, they were right, and this was the solution for overpopulation.
Oh, is that what it is? It's the social interjection of a flawed idea, like a virus introduced into society.
Yeah, because once it dwindles down to nothing, because you got to think, you know, when you order a Chinese fucking wife in a fucking box, she comes obedient and ready to serve her fucking man. And you got to think, there are a lot more fucking Chinese motherfuckers than there are anybody else in the fucking world. So when the world goes down and there ain't nobody left, who's going to be the majority left? China. Think about all them beautiful ladies over there serving
China
men just
but
like they're
men.
Supposed to.
China men.
It's all men in China right now.
Yeah, they're still gonna keep them fucking bitches around that know their fucking place. I'm telling you what.
Yeah, those fucking
A good wife always knows her
now
place.
They got places in India they can put women in and they'll have 3 kids 9 months.
the birthing things in India.
Birthing centers.
So they can become American citizens and be eligible for.
We have capitalism to empower the woman. I mean, you look at Carly Fiorina, well, the Dildos. Somewhat disgraced ex CEO of Hewlett Packard, but you know she was in the Forbes list and a very high ranking there. So, and F-Bomb's argument was that means a decrease in humanity and in childbirth. But if she decides to have a baby and the man adopts the home-taker role, is that possible? Or
increasing our population?
But obviously, she should still breastfeed. And
she usually waits
that's
until
still not increasing our population for women to adopt or whatever. So what it really needs to come down to is people understanding the need to
so there's form an example that's a highly paid CEO
and have children
woman.
The woman needs to assume the role of the wife, and the man needs to assume
if
the
she
role
wants
of the
children.
Husband,
and I would
and
probably
have children.
This example I gave probably does not see children in her future because she's taking the high-paid CEO route.
That is not the point, F-Bomb.
Yeah, but most women don't become CEOs. They become fucking waitresses, all right? That's just the realisticness of it. That's how it goes.
You're only so
I'm a strong,
CEO.
Empowered woman. Yeah, I wait tables and fucking blah, blah, blah. That's how it goes, dude. I mean,
for every fucking
Nighthawk,
Elizabeth Warren,
these
Hillary
woman
Clinton.
CEOs are taking away our babies.
You need a sword.
And so
women being CEOs are definitely taking away our children.
So it's that idea. It's that very idea that, hey, you're a woman and you're a strong, empowered woman and you're growing up as a little girl and you're not thinking about, I'm going to grow up and marry a good man and I'm going to be a good mom and I'm going to raise good kids and we're going to have an effect on the world. They're thinking, I'm going to grow up and I'm going to be the CEO and I'm going to skydive every morning to breakfast at the cafe where they serve only mimosa and all this crap that's fucking bullshit. So that's the idea that's being fed to all these young girls. Young boys are being fed, you're going to be the rock star kid. You're going to deal drugs and have pussy by the pool and drinks and shit.
I
believed every word of that.
So these are the shit that's getting fed to everybody these days. And so they're growing up thinking all these things instead of the idea that you want to grow up to be a family. The idea of the family. No one wants to hear that. None of you even in this room want to hear this shit, really.
I like family.
Except for maybe E. And, you know, maybe, man, you know, but I mean, you all know about family,
at
least in here.
I realize that shit was a lie.
Everybody
you know what
knows.
I mean? Like, I came out
family
from
is in my future. It's the word.
But the nucleus of the family being man, woman, child, the husband, the wife, they have kids. And then them kids grow up to have more fucking kids with husbands and wives and shit.
A whole happy meet-the-fucking-parents situation.
Are you pro-family?
I am.
How many wives do you have?
How many families
do you have?
I would have three. See,
how many can I have?
We should see. I don't like the whole marriage thing so much, but
I don't need the document.
I think we should start spreading our seed. Just driving around.
I don't need a document to say I'm married.
I would take three wives, dude.
Seven. I've been common law married.
Really? Yeah. How do you get out
three
of
wives? I could do three wives.
It's common law divorce, just as easy as you get in.
Chicks don't want to sleep out. Pregnant women do not want to get busy as often as you want them to, dude. If you had
that's why
women,
you have three. You got
three
like,
women pregnant all
one,
the time,
you
dude.
Pregnant,
you got way better
two.
Odds, dude.
Only have one pregnant at a time.
And see, this
though.
Sounds like crazy talk to the kids these days. They don't hear this type of talk.
No, but
I want
for
to
real,
have
I want
children.
Children,
no,
dude.
Come
I want
out
to have
their
minions,
mouths.
Dude. I can teach them to speak and to talk and to throw balls and to be smart and to trade stocks on the internet and how to do quantum physics and
you
shit.
You
want to
be a Duggar?
No, I can teach kids quantum physics. Like I can teach other human beings quantum physics. Okay. It's entirely possible that I just need more people to make this future reality. And
well,
if I could start
go out
a
there
clan,
and start
you just, damn right I'm working on it, man.
Start just nailing fucking little fucking women everywhere.
Dude, me and...
That's
dude,
what I did.
F-bomb.
I mean, I do that.
It is not serving F-bomb well, and so
not
I'm
so
going
much.
To take
society
two
is not
and
set up.
Them.
That's why I say man. This from a point of I know. The men will go to prison if they can't raise their kids. The women will go into the projects and get a new house if they can't afford their
so
kids.
So you can teach
that's
quantum
the society
physics.
Society that they have built. So that has not been a pro have kids and procreate society.
No. You were scared to have kids as a man.
You're scared to have kids.
Well, I mean, you know, I mean, if you're with a fucking chick, like, you're scared to have a fucking kid with her because
nowadays,
it's like, fuck.
You're scared of government intervention.
Exactly.
Because that's what happens.
They start fucking with you on everything, you know?
Oh, you don't have enough money.
Sheriff's show.
No one ever does. I mean, damn. And people fight. And so all of a sudden there's rules about, oh, you yelled at your girlfriend, so you're going to jail because she was afraid.
Yeah.
And then there's rules about, oh, you didn't pay the rent this month, so she got on welfare. And I say, also. And so now you all of a sudden have to pay child support to pay back all of this, whatever, whatever. And if you don't pay, you go to jail. And when you get out of jail, you didn't pay while you were in jail. So now there's another warrant for you. I mean, this is happening more and more across the country.
Yeah.
It's a vicious circle. It's filling the prison systems with a whole nother class of people.
Which is a whole revenue-generating machine
also a debtor's prison as well as that. So there's a bunch of reasons why this shit shouldn't be going on. Not to mention, the whole country's going to shit. There's police brutality every day. 3 people get killed. There are 600,000 people a year that die from the pharmaceutical and medical industry misdiagnosing and prescribing crazy death poison. Not to bet that don't even count chemo that doesn't work.
I bet a bunch of that is just Tylenol.
Most
Tylenol
of it, you know,
causes so many deaths.
I prefer Robo flipping.
No,
yeah,
that's a fun term.
Tylenol is one of the most abused medications there is, and it causes severe liver damage and it kills people all the time.
That's counted in there, actually. Yeah,
if you're bored, drink a bottle of Robitussin. You'll have a fun time.
200 people a year die from
dextromethorphan. There's no problems with that.
No, I like that.
Take
stuff.
That as much as you want.
RoboFlip. 200 people die a year.
That's RoboFlip.
Get disassociative.
You do the Robo-trust.
Robo-bombs are really non-addictive and non-painful.
Bullshit.
As long as there's no acetaminophen, it doesn't hurt your liver or anything, but just straight DXM.
Yeah, that'll fuck you
up. Straight DXM, son.
You can get it.
We used to get these cough pills online called Dexalone.
Dextromethorphan. Because
they were all just dextromethorphan. And
they fuck you up?
Yeah, you have to take a bunch of them. Fucking
no,
be frying for hours.
We got them in.
So if you have to fly anywhere in this country, you got to get your fucking ass groped or go through the cancer-causing scanners. They're blaming all the surveillance. Every time you talk on the phone, it's recorded by the government. And if you ever send a dick pic to anybody...
Edward Snowden
is going to see it.
Yeah.
I think a lot more people have seen my dick than I have.
Well, this was a good show. We got to talk a lot of shit. This was fun.
Stupid bitches.
Baltimore. What's going down in Baltimore is scary.
I hope it don't spread.
We're gonna keep you updated on that. Tune in again next week. The Intel Scanner every Tuesday night, 8:30. You're listening to MTRadio.net.
We love you.
Love.